Living for the Love of You. This is Monica Pearson. You're listening to Kiss 104, Atlanta's best R&B and throwbacks. Well, this is Sing Along Sunday, and I'm looking for my friend Brady, because he told me a couple of weeks ago he was all ready to sing his favorite song. You sing, call me, 404-741-0104. Tell me your favorite song. You sing a few bars, we'll record it, then put you on the air and your song on the air. It's a lot of fun. I like doing this. Okay, so I see the phones are ringing now. Don't go away. We're going to pick that up in just a moment. Don't forget, for the most fun and information, listen to the Tom Joyner Morning Show weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. And stay with us today, because at 1 o'clock, I'm going to be talking to AARP. We are becoming an older generation, and many of us are a sandwich generation, taking care of children and taking care of our parents. So what does that mean for us as we get older? You're listening to Kiss 104, Atlanta's best R&B, and we're getting ready to do Sing Along Sunday.
I don't need you, I don't need you, but I want you.
Kiss 104, Atlanta's best R&B and throwbacks. This is Monica Pearson, and don't forget, it's Sing Along Sunday. You can request your favorite song, but you have to give me a few bars. The number is 404-741-0104. Don't forget to check out Art and Roy this Wednesday as they announce the grand prize winner of the Hustle Hard Tuesdays contest. Watch Hustle Hard Tuesday on BET this Tuesday at 8 o'clock. It's the premiere of Inside the Label, the docuseries about the music empires that changed the game. Starting with Uptown Records, followed by an all-new Chasing Destiny. Then go to our website at kiss104fm.com, contest page, and answer questions about both shows, and you could win a $250 Visa gift card. Don't go away, because when we come back, I have Deborah Tyler Horton and Lee Baker from ARP. And yes, you're not too young to be an associate member of ARP. And you need to be thinking about that, particularly if you're a millennial. And for those of you who are in the sandwich generation, do we have a conversation for you. You're listening to Kiss 104, Atlanta's best R&B and throwbacks. Stroke it for me, stroke it for me, stroke it for me. Rock the boat. It's Sing Along Sunday, so I can sing along with Aaliyah, and you can sing along with your favorite song at 404-741-0104. But now it's time for birthdays. Happy birthday to Trace Tiller, who's 44, Jerome Morse, who's 45, Sherrod Rutland, happy 48th birthday, Robert Payne, happy birthday at 32, Don Casey Fisher, you finally joined my age group, you're 62, DeKalb Judge, Mike Jacobs, happy birthday, happy birthday to James Ira Bird, Mac Thomas, Brenda McDaniel Timpson, and to WSB TV reporter Taisha Fernandez. Happy birthday. You share your birthday with these sports figures. The majority of my birthdays of famous people today are sports figures. Tennis star Andy Murray's 29, former Dallas Cowboy Emmitt Smith, 47, former Baltimore Raven Ray Lewis, 41. Baseball's George Brett is 64, and Brian Dozier, 29. And if you're into wrestling, you know who Ron Simmons is. He's 58. And soccer star Patrice Evra is 35. Now, we do have an actress who has a birthday today. Jamie Lynn Sigler is 35. And the first woman U.S. Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, is 79. Happy birthday to all of you from Kiss 104, Atlanta's best R&B and throwbacks. And coming up, ARP is going to tell you why it's important to you. You're listening to Kiss. Kiss 104, Atlanta's best R&B and throwbacks, and nobody like the late, great Marvin Gaye. Well, today my guests are Deborah Tyler Horton, who's ARP Georgia State Director, and Lee Baker, AARP Georgia State President. And we're here to talk about something that's really was a surprise to me, but I guess we are living longer and longer. People 65 and over represent 14.1% of the population in the year 2013. But we are expected to grow to 21.7% of the population by 2040. In other words, More of us are getting older and we are living longer. So how is that going to affect you? How is that going to affect those of us in the sandwich generation who are taking care of kids and also taking care of parents and in some instances taking care of grandchildren? So we're here to talk about this whole thing of aging in America. Thank you both for being here with me today. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for having us.
So Deborah, AARP, better known now as ARP.
Yes.
You know, when I think of ARP, I think of old folks, and I am a member. How did it get started?
Well, let me tell you, AARP was started in 1958 by Dr. Ethel Percy Andrews. And it was the American Association of Retired Persons. And so many people still want to call it that. But we want to make sure our listeners know today and everybody else, I think you've seen enough commercials, it's ARP. And I love that you said it. It's not AARP. It's just ARP. And the reason why it's ARP is because ARP is for everyone. So today we are ARP. ARP has grown and changed dramatically in response to societal change, while remaining true to its founding principles. And those principles are to promote independence, dignity, and purpose for older persons, to enhance the quality of life for older persons, and to encourage older people to serve and not to be served. And that's part of our volunteerism. But what you talked about in the beginning, and that was the fact that we are living longer. And when we're living longer, that means we don't want to stop. We're not just stop working. We want to keep working. We want to volunteer. We want to be engaged in things that we're excited about. And so what are we doing to help folks do that? Well, one of the great things I'm doing is we've got Lee Baker, who is AARP state president, and he is not 50 plus.
Yeah, I was going to ask. It used to be you joined ARP when you were, 50, and now you're telling me you're not old enough to be in this club.
Absolutely. I am old enough. I'd like to say to people, I'm not only a member, but I'm the president. And so in your 40s, you're welcome to be a member of ARP.
Now, there's some benefits.
There's some benefits you can't go to. But I told a lot of my friends, I said, bruh, don't wait. Okay, if you're going on vacation this summer, join. The discounts are great. You can save money now. There's no need for you to wait. And again, there's no shame in my game. I love going to a restaurant and pulling out my shiny new card that I've only had for a couple of months. But hey, can I use this? You got any discounts for me? It's great. Cell phone bill? Everybody's got a cell phone. If you're with, well, I won't. Cell phone discounts, lots of things. You can save money. Now, there's driving. We do a lot more than discounts. But again, if for no other reason, join. Everybody likes saving money.
Well, you mentioned that. And I know I went to a restaurant. It was Ocean Air. And when you pull out a card and you get a discount. And I'm cheap. Hey. No, I'm frugal. I'm frugal.
Yeah.
But when we come back, I want to talk about also the other services that ARP provides and then how we in the sandwich generation, how you can help us get through what we're going through, because the reality is millennials are very different from baby boomers and how that's affecting us. So stick around. If you have a baby boomer, there you are, baby boomer, and you have a millennial, or you got what would be the group before me? My mama,
the greatest generation.
The greatest generation. We're going to talk about, the things that affect us and how we can make their lives better and how ARP can help. You're listening to Kiss 104, Atlanta's Best R&B and Throwbacks. Kiss 104, Atlanta's Best R&B. Well, Deborah Tyler Horton and Lee Baker, both of them are from ARP, and we are actually doing the shuffle in here.
Yeah, brand new dance.
It's a brand new dance, and it's a brand new issue of the sandwich generation. Those of us who have children and grandchildren, and we're taking care of our parents. Financially, this can be amazing.
It's a huge thing. I think back to actually a play that my oldest daughter was in. It was titled Stuck in the Middle. And for many of us, that's just what we feel like. We're stuck in the middle. As a parent of two young girls, I look at the cost of college. Both of my parents have passed on now, but if you think about what college costs and how you take care of them and even paying for cheerleading and those sorts of things, but then you look at mom and dad and kind of go, what can I do to help them? You know, if you're looking at living in a senior community and it costs upwards of $30,000, or if you're still in that position where you can have your mom or dad live in their home or move in with you, I ask, how many of us really know how to take care of our parents? And so you're spending money to have a nurse-type person to come in, help mom or dad, make sure the medications are given properly and those sorts of things. So it's really expensive. The other thing we run into is, quite frankly, we're living longer. You know, people retire, if you will. We're living longer, not necessarily living in a much more healthy fashion. And so we're taking a lot of medications. Those medications are expensive. And so it gets to be really difficult. And so I spend a lot of my time, you know, my day job, working with people and planning and figuring out what are some of the things you need to do in order to make sure that you can reasonably live in comfort and provide information to help people make those difficult decisions.
And I guess that's the concern. You know, you're taking care of kids, but then, you know, your mother or father, or even as a couple, their Social Security or their retirement, because their jobs didn't pay as well as ours do, is not enough. So you end up supplementing. And how do you plan for your retirement?
You know, there's hard decisions. You know, it's difficult when I sit down with a client and say, listen, you've got to make this decision. I know you love your child. I know you love little Johnny, okay? But little Johnny can take out a student loan to pay for college. I promise you, if you walk into Wells Fargo and say, hey, I'd like a loan for my retirement, the answer is no. It's not going to happen. So it can be a difficult emotional decision because we love our kids. We want to do what we can for them. But you've got to make those difficult decisions now that say, hey, listen, I've got to make sure that I take care of myself in retirement. You know, a lot of people are concerned about how efficient or how effective Social Security is going to be in the future. We already know when we get our statements that it says, hey, listen, not too far in the distant future, there's only enough money to pay 75% of the benefit that we say you're going to get. That puts you in a difficult situation. And if nothing else, it tells you, you better pay attention to it and you better start doing some of those things to make sure that you can help take care of yourself. Because are you going to tell mama or daddy, no, I'm not going to do it? Of course not. You're not going to do that.
Well, Monica, what I really want our listeners to know about as well, and Lee, thank you so much for sharing that, is AARP offers these programs and services to help you through these types of situations. So we have a wonderful program called Prepare to Care. And we will come to your church, your community center. You can call the AARP office. I don't know if people know that the AARP office is right here on Peachtree Street, 999 Peachtree Street in Atlanta. We do have an office here in the state. We're servicing over 1 million AARP members here in Georgia. So the program Prepare to Care will help you through some of these things that Lee talked about. So we'll sit with you and talk about, how do you plan? What are some of the programs and services you and I talked about a little bit? What's available for you to assist with caregiving, but also to assist your loved one? How do you create a team? You know, caregiving is a lot of work. And so people don't think, a lot of times we just think our team is our family, but sometimes, you know, we need to think beyond the family, the services, the resource, the community, your church family, who can assist you in caregiving.
Even trying to find daycare.
Absolutely.
All of these things. And so, you know, we talked earlier about AARP's discounts, but AARP has some great programs and services to come and help you work through these things. And so we want them to call the AARP office, visit the AARP's website, look at AARP's information on caregiving. There's a wealth of information on the website, www.aarp.com/caregiving. Everything you could think about that you would need to know about caregiving, you could find on our website.
Now, I noticed, because I actually ordered the booklet on caregiving because I thought I needed to find a place in the guidelines. Because my mother said, I don't want to live with you all. I want to be around people my own age. But then you've got to make sure that your parents are in a safe environment.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So that's why we want you to look at the information. There's online where you can ask questions, but also we will do a workshop for you and your community to talk about the things that you might need to know. And one of them is about caring for yourself. Do you know how many people that are caregivers, and our data is showing us we're losing the caregivers before the people they're taking care of?
I can understand why.
It's because they're not taking care of themselves. So all of this is important. We love our parents. We love our family. And caregiving is intergenerational.
Yes, it is.
So it's not so much you used to think about it's me taking care of mom or dad. We have young people taking care of their parents. You know, things have changed a lot. We have I've talked to young people in college who say they're caregiving. So they're stressed, worried about doing homework in school and worried about taking care of a loved one at home. So these are things we need to have a conversation about. And we also want them to know they're not alone. A lot of people out there today.
Well, in the next hour, we're going to talk about the millennials, because the baby boomers and the greatest generation. But millennials are different. And will they have the things they need to survive? Okay, we want you to join Kiss 104's very own Sasha the Diva and Art Terrell on May 27th at Turner Hill Road on Lithonia to eat, drink, and crack. Crack what? Crab City. Tasty seafood. Check out our event guide at kiss104fm.com for details. You're listening to Kiss 104, Atlanta's best R&B and throwbacks. Kiss 104, Atlanta's best R&B and throwbacks. Today, we're talking with ARP. And, of course, that's Deborah Tyler Horton and Lee Baker. Deborah is the ARP Georgia State Director, and Lee is the Georgia State President. Now, millennials, many of them change jobs a lot, which means when they get around to that time for Social Security, they may not have any Social Security, maybe social insecurity. So, I mean, seriously, how is this population going to exist, literally, when it comes to aging? Because they act like they got the rest of their lives, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
No planning.
No planning at all. You know, with a lot of our financial resilience programs, we do programs, as Deborah mentioned, partnering with churches and community organizations to help bring that information and knowledge in a fun way, in an engaging way, to kind of explain a few things. You know, we talk about the greatest generation. They had pensions, and they had Social Security, and they actually saved their own money. So they may have never made a lot of money, but when they got to that point of retirement, they were okay. They knew what was coming in every month. They stayed within their budget. Then we get to the baby boomers. Things start to change. Pensions go by the wayside. And this 401k thing's kind of new. And we've had some very traumatic dips, if you will, crashes. And now the millennials. You're changing jobs. And one of the things that we see quite often with millennials, they get involved. Maybe they're participating in the retirement plan. Maybe. But then when they leave, they cash out. Take that money and it's gone. Maybe it's gone on a vacation or a new car. They go to the next job, work. Maybe there's a little bit. They change jobs again and they cash out. And so we through our financial resiliency program, we're doing some educational things to say, hey, listen, here's the difference between if you leave those retirement assets where they are, maybe you can be in a position to make up the difference. Because as you pointed out with Social Security, do I think Social Security is going to be there? Yeah. Am I certain of what I think Social Security will look like for our millennials? That's a bit of a different question. Okay, so again, using all those programs to help educate people and do it in a fun and engaging way.
Well, millennials aren't looking, in most instances, to their future as older people. I mean, they think they're going to be young forever.
Absolutely.
Well, what I want to add is on AARP's advocacy side, we're fighting for financial security for all. So the expectation of a comfortable retirement is no longer a reality for far too many Americans. Okay, this is just a reality.
So that means we're going to work longer.
We're going to work longer. Instead, millions of people face the risk of running out of savings after they retire as well. Mm-hmm. So more than 1.7 million Georgians do not have a way to save for retirement at work. Should I repeat that number
again?
Yes,
please.
1.7 million Georgians do not have a way to save for retirement at work. And that's one out of two workers in this state. So AARP is promoting a work and save plan which makes it easier for businesses to offer a retirement savings account for employees. And it talks about what you just talked about us moving from one job to the next. This savings plan would follow you from one job to the next. This is a common sense solution that would help people build their own private retirement savings so they can take charge of their future and live independently as they age. So I wanted to make sure I shared that. That's part of AARP's advocacy work. And folks need to know about that. Follow us. Follow us on our Twitter. Follow us on Facebook to learn more about this and also how you can help us to ensure that this passes at General Assembly.
Ah, so this is something that is facing the Georgia General Assembly. So there's an advocacy role here that people need to be aware of to get involved in.
So they need to stay connected to the state office.
Absolutely. There's discounts, but we're out there. We're involved. We are working on behalf of the over 50 population here in Georgia. And part of the thing you mentioned, millennials, well, why would you talk about millennials? And I'm reminded of this quote by Wayne Gretzky. You know, good hockey players are where the puck is. The great ones are where the puck's going to be. So we know who our 50-plus members are going to be in the future. It's those millennials we're talking about. And we want you, millennials out there, to be comfortable in your retirement, because again, you're going to face some of these same things we're talking about. Maybe you're not concerned about a child in college yet, but keep on living. You're going to be there. Just keep on living.
So next time somebody says ARP is for people that are 50 plus, ARP is for everyone.
ARP is for everyone.
ARP's for everybody.
Now let's talk about a sensitive subject that someone actually asked me about, and I said, well, I know you all would have the answer. When do you take away the keys to the car or the truck?
When mama's not looking.
Now, you know, when you take away keys, for many people who are in their late 70s, early 80s, and even 90s who drive, you're taking away their independence. You're Absolutely. Taking away their freedom, and it can be very depressing for them. But in the same vein, you don't want them on the road doing 20 miles per hour on the expressway.
Well, Monica, for those of you who are listening to the show that may be 60 plus, 70 plus, and say, what are they talking about now, taking my keys away? Well, AARP actually has a program, a driver safety program, that not only helps people think about how you're driving on the road, the tools and techniques for driving, but we also have a special program that's called Taking the Keys Away. So we actually talk about that, and you're right, you have to have a plan. You cannot walk into the house and tell mom and dad you're getting ready to take their keys without having a plan of action. So who's going to take mama to the hairdresser on Wednesday afternoon when you're working? Mm-hmm. So it's very, very important to get the family together, talk about it before you walk in and talk about taking the keys away.
Absolutely. You can't go in there and call and say, I'm going to take the keys.
Got to have a plan.
Got to. You don't take my keys, I'm going to take you out.
And that's what most mamas would say. I brought Absolutely. You in the world, I'm going to take you out. We're going to talk some more about the what AARP ARP has to offer to you, to all of us. You don't have to be 40. You know, you just keep living. Anyway, here's what I want to remind you about. Start your day and keep it here on KISS 104. Start your mornings off with Tom Joyner the Morning Show from 6 to 9. And then Sasha the Diva comes on at 9 o'clock. And she always has plenty interesting topics to talk about. And I love the Facebook stuff she's been doing where she gives different points of view. I have learned so much about Sasha from watching that. And then she's followed by Art and Roy. And after Art and Roy, you know what comes up next. We get you in the mood to go to bed. Jennifer Kitt and Tony Kitt. And my favorite show of theirs during the week is Wind Down Wednesday for lots of reasons.
Hey.
But don't forget, when you're listening to KISS, we've got you comfort from sunup to sundown. We'll wake you up in the mornings and keep you laughing, get you through the traffic, and then put you to bed. You're listening to KISS 104, Atlanta's best R&B and throwbacks. Sexy. Your butt. Just give me that butt. We're having fun in here today. I gotta say to Marion Davis, D Lover, the music today has been fabulous. We have been dancing and having a great time. But we are talking about ARP today. And there are some other services that ARC provides that I didn't know about. This tax aid.
Yes, Monica. And for our listeners, we are having a great time. Are we going to invite us back next Sunday?
It might not be a bad idea. We are having too much fun. I wish you all could see Lee in here singing. He knows every song.
Hey.
But yes. Tax aid. ARP's tax aid program is a free tax aid program, the only one of its kind in the country. And so as you're preparing for tax season, I know it's over right now, but when you get ready, go to AARP's website and you can put in your zip code and it will tell you where there's a site in your community. And so we have them all over the country. They're definitely here in Georgia. You'll find them a lot of times in community centers or in your church. There's a lot of churches that partner with AARP to have the tax aid as one of their sites. So all you have to do, I'm just going to remind you, and this is a good time to look as you prepare. The other thing about that is if you're looking for an opportunity to volunteer and you've been someone that has been doing taxes for years, you could sign up to be a AARP tax preparer. So visit the website. I have all kinds of opportunities to volunteer. Monica and I were talking a little bit, and she was talking about the staff. I said, well, you know, there's 10 staff in the AARP state office, and we work the state. And the way we're able to do that is because of volunteers. We have hundreds of volunteers that work with us to support our issues. And there's something for everybody. And you do not have to be retired to be an AARP volunteer. And Lee's a perfect example of that. Lee?
Yeah, so I've still got my day job. Tomorrow morning, I'll get up, I'll drop my daughter off, and I'm going straight to the office. And there are lots of opportunities. You don't have to volunteer so far to the point of being president. And we definitely know I'm not volunteering for my singing. But, you know, if you've got a few hours, you know, that you can give a month, there's opportunities. If you've got experience with caregiving, and when we have these forums for caregiving and workshops, maybe you can come in and just share your experiences to help somebody know what it's like to go through that. So there's tons of opportunities for volunteering. So be on the lookout. We've got things for you to do.
Okay, now let's talk about aging right now, because everybody keeps saying, well, you know that 60 is the new 40. Well, this is Older Americans Month. And then tomorrow is Older Atlantans Day.
That's right.
What is a senior citizen now? I'm not sure.
Well, let's talk about this. So we've got the book, Disrupting Aging. We've got to change that whole mindset where, you know, you'll hear people go, well, they got the letter in the mail from AARP and it's a sense of dread because now we're getting older and I'm coming to the end of my life. No. At this point, let's think back on doing the button, getting up and shaking and moving and doing things, going to read the kids, being engaged, perhaps redefining yourself after you've gotten over that hump, you've worked, and maybe it's in corporate America, and you've got these skill sets, you want to do something different, let's reimagine what your life can be.
I find that a lot of companies now, even part-time, are hiring people who are older. And why is that?
Oh, for their expertise and skills that they bring to the job force, and also an opportunity to bring those generations together, because we have so much work experience and history that we can bring into the workforce. And you put that 50 plus person in there with this other younger generation, and just think how powerful the workforce could be, and we're more dependable.
I was going to say showing up on time. You know, it's one of those things that we pound in our girls. It's like, no, listen, let's be on time. She went for her first job interview yesterday. We were so proud because she said, well, no, Mommy, I want to leave at this time so that I can be there 15 minutes early. And that's important. You've got to learn those things. And so some of the older workers typically are more dependable. You don't have to worry about a lot of the things that might compete for time and attention. And so it's a great opportunity. But as Deborah said, when we can put those two together and you got some younger energy learning some of those new things, and maybe the more seasoned worker can have some life experiences, and they've been there and done that. Well, let me show you, son. It's maybe a little different. We've been there before.
Well, my mom always says, age ain't nothing but a number.
That's all.
Yes. And you know, we talked about it. Today's 70 is the new 40.
You all have just been great. And I'm going to put up on the KISS Facebook page, www.aarp, that's AARP.org/Georgia. So you can learn everything you want to know, how you can get involved. But more importantly, there's information there to help you deal with aging parents, help you deal with aging too. And I like the best part about AARP for me for ARP, discounts.
Gotta get it. Gots to
I
have
do not mind pulling out my AARP card to get my discounts. Thank you both so much for being here. And I'm putting their pictures up on the KISS Facebook page so you can see the smiling faces. And again, any information on ARP, go to their website and I'll be posting that too. Last but not least, before I leave you today, join the KISS crew at McDonald's at the Riverdale Town Center Friday, May 20th for KISS at the Movies. We're showing the movie Creed. And the fun starts at 6 p.m. The movie starts at dusk. So come on by. Now, there are a couple of things I need to tell you. One, it's PG-13. So it may be inappropriate for children under 13, the movie Creed. But it is sponsored by McDonald's. I'm loving it. And Metro PCS. Visit your local Metro PCS for your chance to win the best seats in the house. So that's coming up. Wow, the time went by quickly today. Thank you, those of you who called in for Sing Along Sunday. We'll do that again. Also, Deborah Reese is coming up next. And as I leave you today, I'm going to leave you with Mama Hattie saying about growing older. She always says, as you are, I once was. As I am, you one day will be. She's right. So we need to learn to age gracefully and prepare for it. You're listening to KISS 104, Atlanta's best R&B and throwbacks. Enjoy the rest of your day.